I have a quick one thing I want to share with you. I have so much to talk about, so it's going to take all week to get it all done. But there is a serious attack upon men. These women hate men. And the reason for it is that ever since the Adam and Eve fall, there has been an enmity between women and men. Women have hated men because God is above and women God is below. And women don't realize it. And so they have, not all, but most women who love their fathers don't feel this way because they can see the right way to go. But those women who do not love their father, they don't see that the hatred that they have for men, the jealousy of men is coming from their father, the devil. And their father, the devil, hate the sons of God. And so he uses women to try to destroy men. And the women don't understand it because they're in a fallen state. And everybody's afraid to point it out to them so they might overcome it. But there's an enmity, a jealousy between women toward men. And they're trying to do everything they can to destroy men. Men and boys, anybody that's a man or a boy, real one, real man or real boy, not some transgender person. And they're trying to destroy them. And I want to give you an example right now, and then tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, I give you more examples. It's amazing. A high school wrestler chose to forfeit his chance to compete in the Colorado State Tournament because he did not want to wrestle against a girl. So the jealous women of men put this girl in there to wrestle against the boys. And this young boy, I'm proud of him, about time, said, no, I give up the whole game. I'm not wrestling against a girl. Average man would not have had the backbone to do that. They would have been too afraid to be called women hater and all that kind of stuff, woman hater, whatever. They would not have stood for what is right. And these women wanted this girl to wrestle with this boy, these boys, because they wanted to destroy boys wrestling. Anything that masculine, they hate it. They're jealous of it because of their father, the devil, that lives in them, and they want to destroy it. This is 11 Live. The wrestler, Brendan Johnson, doesn't believe in being aggressive with a girl, whether it's during wrestling or outside in the world. Here's that soundbite.
A high school wrestler was positioned to place at the Colorado State Tournament. Instead, he chose to forfeit because he didn't want to wrestle a girl. Yeah, this really happened. His name is Brendan Johnston, and he said that wrestling is a lot of physical aggression, and he didn't want to, quote, treat a young lady like that on the mat or off.
And I mean, God bless you, boy. Somebody did something right with you in your home. Johnson only lost 6 times in his whole senior year. 4 of those losses was forfeits to the girl.
His opponent, Angel Rios, went on to become the first girl to place at the Colorado State Tournament. According to the Denver Post, Johnson won 37 of his 43 matches during his senior year, and his decision not to wrestle put an end to his high school wrestling career. 4 of his 6 losses were forfeits against Rios.
God bless this young boy. And don't worry, son, God is with you. Greater things to come. You did the right thing. And the last song by a female high school student was recruited to play for a college and also want to play in the NFL.
I saw that female taking part in men's football and being accepted by a big college and being able to play with the men, and she wants to go on to the NFL. Listen, women are here. We're not going away. Our bodies, we may have different body parts, but when you're wrestling a man, you might be touching a body part when you're wrestling that man as well.
And is that offensive?
No, I mean, it hasn't been offensive all these years. Yeah. So I think people just need to get over themselves and treat us equally, basically.
I knew the blacks would be for it. They for anything that's wrong. But number one, they're trying to destroy anything that masculine. Anything, folks. football, track, wrestling, the boys clubs, whatever, because they hate men. You don't see men trying to destroy women clubs and women, whatever they are doing. And then secondly, once they get in there, I promise you, they will accuse the boys of being rapists, touching them in the wrong way, having sex with them and they didn't want it, all kind of stuff, and it'll be over. That's the game that's going on, folks. Do not fall for this. This is evil. I have more examples tomorrow for you. It's mind-blowing. And there's no real pushback. God bless that young man that said, no, I'm not doing this. It ain't worth it. Playing a stupid wrestling game is not worth losing your soul. And that's what these women who hate men because Satan is their daddy want to do. What do you think about that, Joel? Have you heard that story?
No, that's the first time I heard of it. But I'm thinking like, okay, if she want to play, for one, they shouldn't do it. But if she going to play and the rules get passed or whatever, the laws, crack her so hard.
No, every boy should quit. Really. Just don't do it. And I know to me, if she want to wrestle with a boy, take her down. But I wouldn't do it because they're going to accuse him of sexual rape and he touched me down there while he was wrestling with me and all kind of stuff. These women are evil. They are playing a game. They are evil. They pretend that it's one thing when it's really something else going on.
But how do you get them to prove? How do you tell them or let them see for themselves that women can do it without them
know.
Getting cracked, without them getting
women,
beat up?
They already know it, but the men are too weak to push back, and so they're not going to tell them. But if they push back and said, "No, I'm not wrestling with no woman, I'm not going to be on a team with a woman," and then tell them why, because women are cunning.
But I feel like that's going to make the women fight harder because they're like, oh, okay, well, they're
not
going to
stop us. But
they
can't win over men. No, they can't beat them. Women don't have power over men. Men have power over women.
Right. But I feel like for them to learn the lesson, they got to get hit.
No. They still have the women out there who hate. They'll find something else.
Maybe.
Oh, he wrestled too hard, so we got to change the rules. Like they did in the military. They changed the rules in the military for the women. The training part of the military has been watered down so bad, your baby can go in there if you had one. Anyway, they've changed the rules. They're so,
maybe so. Yeah.
You could go through training now in the military with one hand behind your back. They changed the rule for the women, and then they pretend that the women are as good as the men. It's all fake.
Affirmative action.
It's all evil. Anyway, David's out of Maryland. David, welcome to the show. First time caller. Thank you for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jesse. I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome, Dave.
I have a question about, like, I've been listening to you a lot because I've been having personal problems myself, and I've been overcoming those. And then I listen to your show, and the things that you say, I'm just like, they make so much sense. Like, everything he says makes so much sense. It's just, it's scary. And I started to do a lot of the things you talk about. And one of the things that I'm just kind of having trouble with is I know how you talk about going and forgiving your parents.
Yes.
For what they've done.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I can't forgive my mother. She's gone. But
you still can forgive her even though she's dead.
What's that?
You say you can't forgive her because she died?
No. I'm not saying I forgave her. I absolutely forgave her a long time ago because she had a rough upbringing. Like, she came from a family where her father used to beat her and was drunk.
You told Hobo to beat me.
So I'm like, I can't fault somebody that didn't know any better.
Right.
So, but my father, you know, I've been wanting to talk to him because, you know, sometimes we have some animosity between each other and stuff like that. And I know it's not his fault either because my grandmother was not a very nice person. And I'm like, there you go. So I'm just wondering, without offending him, because I know he'll get offended, he's a liberal. So without offending him and having it where he doesn't want to talk to me because he thinks that I blame him for everything, how can you forgive somebody without them being offended?
That's a good question. Number one, you need to stop seeing your father and judging him the way your mother did. You identify with your father like a woman would. and women hate men because of man relationship with God. So you got to stop identifying with that and realize that your father did the best that he could do, but he may have mm-hmm. his mother nature in him too, just like you have your mother nature and your mother's yeah. nature, and your father can't help himself. So when you go and talk to your father, just apologize for resenting him and apologize for identifying with your mother against him. And then things okay. would change immediately.
Okay.
Because you're talking to him in the way that a woman would. You're dealing with him not like a man would, but the way a female, because you're just like your mother.
Well, I try not to talk to him about these subjects at all because I'm afraid he'll be offended.
Well, don't you know be afraid,
I mean?
Though.
Like he's not a big fan of Trump, and he's always like bad-mouthing Trump and everything else. And I'm just
but
like,
don't
okay,
worry about
man, whatever.
Don't talk to him about the Great White Hope at this point.
Oh,
you
I
apologize.
Don't.
You apologize to him for the way you felt about him, because now you're
okay.
realizing that, you know, he did the best he can do. He couldn't help it. And then one thing will lead to another one. But right now, don't talk to him about politics. You need to work out the father-son relationship.
No, I don't talk to him at all about politics. That's why I always change the subject when he brings it up, because I don't want to
but
get into
you
it
you should
at
have
all,
to change the subject. Once you overcome your mama, you won't have to change mm-hmm. the subject, because you're not supposed to change the subject. You're supposed to face the issue.